Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Brenda Shamulak. How are you, Brenda?
Hi, great. Thank you.
And Brenda is the president and CEO of Techniplex. This is a leader in material science, about $1.5 billion, about 7,000 employees. Talk about what the business is to you.
We are really focused on material science solutions and partnering with our customers in both the healthcare and the consumer product space to bring unique solutions that help address specific needs that are present in both of those markets.
So what's an example, let's say, that you've done in healthcare? Because right now, healthcare is obviously forefront.
Yeah, excellent. The probably the most predominant types of products that you would know from Techni are the materials that go into products like medical devices and protect those medical devices. Solutions like sterility barrier, oxygen barrier, and keeping instruments safe until they get into the hands of the surgeons who are really using those medical devices to be able to provide solutions.
How about in consumer products? What's an example?
Sure, in consumer products. So let me give you a little more example. We do layers of material, so films, foils, flexibles, foams, rubber, and paper, fiber. So those are different materials that we tap into to be able to protect some of the most fragile products on Earth. So whether you're talking about healthcare or whether you're talking about consumer products like eggs, we're a leading supplier of egg cartons to protect eggs all the way to the point of the consumer's use. Another example would be the foil liners that you have on the condiments at your home. We provide those liners and the material science solutions to protect the product from spoilage and also from anti-counterfeit.
Let's talk about your whole growth plan, because when you came in very recently, and it's your second time as a major CEO, what was your growth plan? And talk about how that's working out. And then we want to start talking about servant leadership, which is your real philosophy.
Sure. Well, Techni had been on a significant growth trajectory since 2008. The CEO I replaced was here since then, and he really did a nice job of building a business that was very well performing in the industries that we serve. When I came in last year, we really did a good assessment of the business to try to understand where our lever points were, what are our competitive advantage, who we are, what we do, why customers would want to do business with us. We have so many solutions that have been built up over the last 5 years, over 14 acquisitions that make up what Techniplex is today, give us access to material science that most companies don't have and don't know how to find. So we really work closely to understand needs, and through those needs gives us the opportunity to generate growth in ways where we provide solutions as partners to our customers.
When you talk about what you're doing, I know that right now sustainability is a major issue in the world. How do you as a manufacturer view that?
Sustainability is really a hot button for everyone. And if you think about consumer products, certainly the topics like war on plastics come to mind, right? There's a lot of consumer products companies that have set very strong high-level goals to achieve sustainability goals and really protect the environment. Sustainability is not that simple. If it was, everyone would be using paper or glass or metal. But in our world, it's really sustainability and. So when we combine sustainability with other needs, like the rise in e-commerce and the delivery of your products safely, or we also look at sustainability coupled with food freshness and extending the life of fresh food. Or we look at sustainability and how healthcare companies can address patient care safely and sustainability at the same time. They create unique combinations of solutions to be able to address the needs. And that's where the solution around sustainability becomes a real growth engine for the organization, because we uniquely connect the dots in ways that really are about material science and how to solve the problem.
It's really interesting that you use sustainability and. Believe it or not, I hadn't heard that before, and I actually majored in environmental studies back in college decades ago. So what's an example of how you're using the sustainability and, a specific example?
Let's take e-commerce. And if you have certainly access to ordering your groceries online, that's a really good example. Being able to get your groceries now delivered creates new challenges. It creates challenges for how to get the product safely to your door. So whether you're talking about eggs, which can be delivered to your door, or you're talking about condiments or even potentially cleaning solutions, getting those products safely to you is important. And sustainability by itself, if we just take a sustainability measure and say, let's replace plastic with paper, that doesn't necessarily serve e-commerce solutions, right? So you have new, more stringent drop tests and capabilities that those packages have to withstand. So we need to be mindful of that, while also protecting the environment. And again, it's really the unique combination of those needs, making sure you understand those, draw the needs from the customers, partner with the customers to be able to deliver solutions. And under every product and brand lies sustainability measurements. And those brands have a unique set of consumers, have a unique set of distributors for the business, and need to get those products safely into the hands of the final end user.
And how about you? What is it that inspires you the most?
What inspires me the most is bringing the team along the way on the journey, inspiring, motivating, and really watching the momentum build as the team contributes to the success of the organization and really feels like we're winning as a team. For me, that is beyond the motivation that gets me going every single day. It's about identifying specific areas that the organization didn't know existed and moving everyone in that direction and feeling part of really the winning team.
Okay, when we talk about your leadership philosophy, let's talk about your experience in Colombia and if there are any specific conversations that you had that shaped your thinking or things that empirically you went through that helped you develop and expand how you think about leadership.
For sure, for me, the journey throughout my whole career, I look back on and I realize that everything had a purpose. And the unique combination of the opportunities were really what helped to shape who I am today. So if you would have asked me if I had dreams of being a CEO, I would tell you I did not. I was constantly in preparation for the CEO role because I was constantly looking and craving new opportunities to learn and to be able to take everything that I had and really couple it together. It's really what I think falls back on my marketing background, the ability to connect dots in unique ways. And the Colombian experience for me was a chance to really take a leap of faith, go into a country, and certainly the whole Andean region, where English was not really used in business. And so from day one, the sense of uncomfortableness that comes along with being in a new country, really everything's different. The language is different. The people are different. How you get around is different. And so for me, it was an opportunity to feel uncomfortable, to recognize that there's a lot more to understanding needs by living in a country, not necessarily applying what's always worked, learn to understand more about how people are motivated and what they're motivated by. And it was a really unique experience for me to be able to do that with my family.
On that note, we're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this feeling uncomfortable, how this translates into the type of culture that you build. Back in a few.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your drivers and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Brenda Shamulak, and she is the CEO and president of Techniplex, and this is a leader in material science. So we were just talking about the uncomfortableness and how you learned from that, and that prepared you in your experience in Colombia. Now, I'm wondering how that translates into the culture that you build. Because now you're the CEO. You never planned on it. It wasn't your goal. But here you are as a second-time CEO with a great company.
I think being CEO, in a lot of respects, is really about helping to bring out the best in your people. And in order to do that, it's really important to be able to set your sights on where the organization is heading and really bring people along with you to participate and be part of the journey. And understanding where we're headed is so critical. So being able to articulate a vision is important. The vision is not always black and white. And so coming along the journey is really about involving the organization and helping to set the pace for where we want to go. When I came into Techni a year ago, Techni was new to me. And there is a lot of pride in this business, and being able to extract that pride from our people so that they could contribute to the journey and the growth was part of building that culture. They needed to put their imprint on it, and they needed to make sure that I knew what they were most proud of. And at the same time, we had more opportunity for growth by pivoting closer to the market. So with the market background that I was able to bring to the organization, we were able to take all of what made Techni who Techni is today and give our people a chance to pivot towards growth. And that was growth personally and professionally, but also for the business. And when those things align, it's extremely inspiring and motivating. And as CEO, doing it from the top is not the most rewarding. Really doing it by bringing the organization along with us to give everyone the chance to grow and develop and leave their imprint is what inspires me every day.
And that's really your whole servant leadership philosophy, right?
It really is. And I didn't come up with servant leadership by any means, but it's something that I was really lucky to be a part of through my whole career. And when I came to Techni, it was something really important to me that we were continuing to exude the environment and the culture of servant leadership and really bring out the best in our people, because it's a lot more fun to win as a team, and it's certainly less exhausting because you can really harness the power of the group to be able to set the direction and have everybody moving in the same direction to accomplish the goals that we've set for the organization.
When you're talking about the culture, describe, when you hire people, do you go now for specialists because you specialize in so many areas of healthcare, in material science, or more generalist because you also, when you're in Colombia, for example, you're learning to be uncomfortable in different areas. How do you view that?
The process really starts with strategy, and the most important step in the last two CEO roles that I've had is really about understanding the opportunities that the organization has in front of it. It's very difficult to lead and to evaluate the team and decide where to go if you really haven't set the direction for the organization. That direction gets set by understanding all the levers that we have built over time and how to pivot in order to drive growth. And in our business, we have tremendous opportunity for growth. The organization has been in business for quite some time. And it's important to understand how to lever the things that have always been strengths. So, for instance, operationally, we are world class. We are very good at operational excellence. And as we move forward, it was really important to understand more of the growing needs and changing needs in the market. So we had to add resources specifically that understood how to extract needs from the market. So marketing resources that allowed us to pivot to identify priorities on how to take these best-in-class resources around operations and point them into opportunities to grow more significantly. And so I would say that once we really identify the direction for the organization, then you can identify what the gaps are. So always strategy comes before structure. The structural questions about the resources that we need line up to the strategy, and it's much easier to evaluate where you have gaps and where you need to be able to deliver a set of resources that can help you get there faster.
It's so interesting because you have a background in marketing, which is not the standard. It seems like that really plays into this.
Yeah, I'm very proud of the marketing background that I have. Educationally, I have a marketing degree, and that marketing degree served me really well throughout my career. So the first half of my career was spent working very closely with consumer products companies and their brands to be able to identify unique opportunities for them to grow based on how they utilized packaging to be able to tell their brand story. And that was really the first half of my career. And the idea of marketing is about understanding the needs, understanding them better than anyone understands them, by asking the right questions, by knowing the issues more intimately. Once you're able to identify what those needs are, how you assemble to be able to address them is prevalent in everything I do. So it's not just about developing new products. It can also apply to new regions, can also apply to new customers, and being able to uncover specific paths for growth really is rooted in that marketing background. So that's something that I fall back on a lot. And I really believe that that's one of the traits that is missing in a lot of businesses, really, is the ability to articulate a path and a vision and a strategy that can bring the organization along the way.
And it seems like that is your sweet spot personally, Brenda, is strategy and tying in marketing so you know the future where you want to go. So what does, with all this said, what does the future of Techniplex look like? Where are you going to focus?
Well, we've identified two specific, very attractive markets that we play in today that resonate out there with our customers and the industries that we play in. So really, Techniplex Healthcare and Techniplex Consumer Products, for us, are really the banners that we're carrying moving forward. And how we dip into all the tools in our material science toolbox to solve problems uniquely for those divisions and those businesses and our sets of customers is really what will continue to set us apart. And that's the growth journey that we're on. We have added additional businesses to the Techniplex family. Just in the last quarter alone, we've added three new businesses that enable us to bring additional materials into the mix that really address the sustainability trends that we're seeing and enable us to really be material agnostic in the way that we approach the needs that our customers have, and really position ourselves as partners in this process because we are uniquely suited to combine material science and operational know-how to deliver what our customers need around the globe.
It's fascinating. If someone wants to find out about Techniplex, what is the website they should go to?
www.techni-plex.com.
And there you have it. Brenda, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
Thank you so much for giving us a chance to tell our talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
America, this is Robert Greece, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Bob Greifeld. How are you, Bob?
I'm wonderful today. Yourself?
I'm doing great, and glad I'm speaking with you, because it's interesting. Bob was the CEO of NASDAQ from 2003 to 2016. He went through all sorts of changes, including the Great Recession, and he's going to share his insights on technology, on running a business in a challenging time, which we're all doing right now. And he also has a terrific book called Market Mover. And the cool thing about this is we were supposed to interview last December, but because we're interviewing now, you're going to have a lot more relevant insights about leading through the pandemic and getting stronger. So give a snapshot, like how will technology change markets and change during the pandemic?
Well, it has already, and you see it reflected in the stock market and the performance of those companies. Those companies that were positioned for the digital world clearly have thrived, and we see kind of the have and the have-nots. So if you're running a company today, if you're not thinking about each and every one of your core activities and how technology can have a transformative effect on that, then you're really going to be behind the curve.
So let's talk in depth. You come in 2003, and you really saw NASDAQ as a fintech play, right?
Yeah, that was unique back then, right? When you look at the exchange, you match buyers and sellers together, and at that time we were doing it in a couple milliseconds. Now we're approaching nanoseconds. So the beating heart of NASDAQ or any other exchange is the technology engine. You do that better, you serve investors better, then you will thrive.
And one really interesting comment on that you had from Market Mover is you said you could learn a lot about civilization from its marketplace, right? Explain that.
Well, when you think about markets, right, not so much just stock exchanges, but you think about the Silk Road, you think about the trading posts in the western part of America, that really defined the society at that point in time, allowed that society to grow. So markets predate the regulated entities known as exchanges. It's really the basis of commerce. It was done with barter back in the day, and obviously we came up with stored methods of value after that. But you look at the development of markets, it is directly correlated to the developments of societies.
And you know the actual coolest thing about your book? And I don't do book reviews. I interview CEOs.
Right.
I was really taken by this. Out of over 1,000 business books, I just love this one. The cover, it has the stock ticker of, like, NASDAQ. And is that the actual one from when you joined to when you left?
Yes.
Okay. So what's really interesting about that is you come in, phase one is you turn around an organization. And by the way, step one, just tell the quick story of how you got the job in the interview, because I thought that was fantastic.
Well, I was, as you kind of pointed out, a somewhat unusual hire back in 2003. Many times the head of exchanges, it was a sinecure after a long and prestigious job being an investment banker or leading an investment banking firm. So I came from a technology entrepreneurial background, and we had people on the board who, like me, saw where exchanges had to go. That being said, I was in the interview process, and I knew through strange coincidence who the other finalist was, and I interviewed him because I was on the board of a company we had applied to be the CEO. So I knew how articulate this fellow was. I said, I don't want to take him on in an interview in that format. So I said, this is what I'm going to do. As soon as I start the interview, I will just speak and tell them what my 100-day plan is and the things we will accomplish. So I took 10 minutes taking them through that, and this was an organization that had been victimized by a lack of a plan, a lack of action. I knew when I was done with the 10 minutes, the job was mine, at that point. So it was a smart move for me to not just get into back and forth with respect to question and answer and also articulation. And one of the things I say in the book, in large companies, articulation is over-rewarded. And I see that all the time. And somewhat, the larger the company, the more articulate you have to be. And I always like to find, focus on the essence. And the essence is, what have you done, not what you've said. So I made sure I said, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I've done. So I use that philosophy in the interview. I use that how I judge all my managers in every stage of my career.
And there's a saying, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And I think that that is a great insight. I wanted to share that with CEOs because it's the concept, be it if you're getting new clients, if you're managing, of saying, here's what's going to happen over the next 100 days. Or, and actually one CEO, major one, I just interviewed, he said, hey, the key is really the first 100 hours. And I think there's merit to that too.
That's so, pretty quick, 100 hours. I haven't heard that. I have to think about that. We'll see. But yeah, you have to set up the culture of doing, not talking. You have to set up the culture where people will be rewarded, judged, and graded by what they accomplish. And as silly as that sound, you see that all the time in large organizations. There's a breed of cat that forms that's very good at PowerPoints, very good about talking about things, very good about strategizing. But what have they done? Right, so I always kept that as the acid test. Okay, and what have you done? And clearly past performance is a predictor of future performance in that regard, which I think ties back to your point, Robert.
So then, Bob, you turn the company around, or the organization is doing a lot better, and bam, you hit 2008. You, by going through 2008, what did you learn about going through a crisis that you think CEOs today can learn?
Sure. Yeah, we had to turn the organization around from 2003 to like 2005. We had to change it from being part of the regulator to really being a for-profit public company. So we had a couple of good years. We're feeling very good about ourselves, and then 2008 happened. And during the actual action in the crisis, our volumes were skyrocketing. So we were having great economic times, but we knew we were going into winter, to the dark freeze after that. Then clearly every piece of our business really suffered major declines for a period of time. But then we had to do the gut check, say, are we doing the right things? Have we chosen the right segments? Are we executing properly? And if we do that, then times will change. So in a real sense, we came out of the crisis stronger than we had before because we did make some hard decisions with respect to what our focus was. But mainly, we continue to execute upon our plan. And in certain ways, the competitive dynamics were easier because other people were distracted or did not have the balance sheet, didn't have the willpower, the stomach to compete through difficult times.
So if you were to boil that down into advice to CEOs on every day when I speak with CEOs, what they're thinking, how do I emerge stronger post-pandemic,
yeah,
every element of my business, what advice do you have?
Well, the first thing you have to do, and again, these things sound simple, but in real life, they're a lot harder to do. So the first thing you have to do is not blame others, right? People who succeed in life internalize what they can do better, what they have to do right, right? You see, many people today will say, okay, the pandemic did this to me, the pandemic did that to me, the credit crisis did this to me, it did that to me. Okay, all that may be true, right? I'm not arguing that. But that's your new reality, and your job is to respond to that new reality. Assess your hand, right? You certainly have to do a reassessment. And as I said, we had to prune and, you know, change tack a little bit. It wasn't like everything we were doing was the right thing going forward. You have to, you know, reassess your hand, reassess your strengths and weaknesses. And then if you believe in what you're doing, really commit to it and execute accordingly. And what I would say to my management team, which wasn't one of my more popular things, is that the job of a manager is no more difficult than that of a single-cell organism. So what the hell does that mean? It means that a single-cell organism has the ability to respond to stimuli, right? So every single day we get stimuli, right? And that stimuli comes into us, right, obviously very forcefully during the pandemic.
You've 30 seconds until commercial break, so pull together.
Okay. All right, so you just have to respond to stimuli, right? And clearly, in certain ways, when you have a recession, a great recession, it's easier. So you have to know that your world changes every day, and you have to change accordingly.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hit the question every CEO wants to know. if you're going for an IPO, what do you need to know to be successful, or what are the telltales that you may not be successful? Right. I'm going to hear right from Bob on that. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-8888.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Bob Greifeld, who was the CEO of NASDAQ from 2003 to 2016, wrote a great book called Market Mover. And here's the question that everyone wants to know, really. If you're a CEO and you're going to go through an IPO, what are the senses of whether you'll be successful or not? I mean, you've gone through so many, running NASDAQ. What should people look for?
Well, first, they should obviously list on NASDAQ. That's the easy one. But let me get to the harder point of the question. So there was so much publicity about the fact that companies were delaying going public. And when I heard that, I said, I'm not concerned, and that companies really should be ready to go public. And going public is not right for every company, right? So let's not set that as the benchmark. And when and if you come public, you have to recognize that you present your report card to investors every 3 months, four times a year. So it certainly would be wonderful to have a business model that can withstand that level of scrutiny. So I think about the different business models. Can it withstand that level of scrutiny? That's helpful. And clearly, public markets value certainty. So if you have a company where it's quite uncertain, you're a story company, that may or may not be the right outcome for you. So the easiest thing is public markets value growth. If you're growing, they value recurring and, revenue, if you have that kind of revenue. And you have a business model that has withstood certain setbacks, certain competitive pressures, and still survived, then you'll do well. Now, the other side, when you look at the biotech industry, right, you have to give credit to the public markets. A lot of times they said they're short-sighted. But in fact, the biotech industry, it's about 10-plus years to get approval from your first apply to the FDA. Public markets are willing to wait that long if they know that's the investment thesis going in. So the first thing you have to know is, what is the investment thesis? If you're going out there saying, I have predictable revenue and a good business model, and you don't do that, you'll be harshly penalized. If you go out there with the story, which the biotech companies are a story, then they'll give you more leeway, but at the end of the road, you have to deliver on that story. So best business model, recurring protected revenue that you can explain every 3 months, or you have a story where you can show demonstrable progress, whether that's through different phases of the FDA cycle, that also works very well.
Let's go into two more topics. I want to talk about your leadership philosophy and then the future of technology. Let's go into your leadership philosophy. It was a great turnaround at NASDAQ. If you were to boil down, how would you codify what your leadership philosophy is?
Well, staying with sports analogies, which is always easy, I certainly believe in the best athlete, right? You've got to put the team together, the best athletes. And what I said to the folks, and I was a believer in the Good to Great book by Jim Collins, yep, where you get the right people on the bus, then you figure out where the bus will go. So we had a strong belief in a 3 or 5 year strategic plan, and we had a lot of discipline around that. But we knew by definition it was going to be wrong, right? And we knew that we'd be living through a series of mid-cost adjustments, right? Because the world would not be the world that we modeled over time. So the great managers, the great athletes will have a plan, recognize the plan will be wrong, and will have the wherewithal to modify, basically respond to stimuli on a daily basis.
Let's talk now about finally technology. Now, you invest in companies now and you're involved on boards and you've seen many of the great technologies go through. What do you see as the future of technology that CEOs should be aware of? What should they be really looking at?
Well, right? Here's what I would have CEOs think about. When I was an entrepreneur and then at NASDAQ, we knew that floor-based trading could be eliminated through technology. Now, the people on the floor had to have a high degree of IQ points to actually do what they did, and they had to respond in real time to different market conditions. So when we started to automate that process, people said that's impossible because it's a higher order function to do. Now, we had the advantage in that it all could be expressed digitally, which many industries did not have. So my point being, when you think about the functions in your world, right, those functions probably, not always, but probably are less complicated than the functions we had to replace on the floor of exchanges around the world. We had to put that into an algo, a smart algo, that kind of thing. So when you talk about the digital onslaught, right, one of the things that slowed it down is it doesn't deal in the physical world as well. So I say pay very close attention to when the smarts that exist in the computers can deal more effectively in the physical world, right? So simple example, obviously, if you're working in a fast food place, the technology to do that and to reach into the fryer to flip the burgers, you know, that, you know, from a programming point of view is quite simple. Right. It's a question of the manual manipulation that goes through that in the site. So those days are coming. Obviously, we have the lead example with self-driving cars, but the amount of digital capability to represent IQ points exists today. It's a question of that integration into the physical world. So you've got to think through that lens. Right. People said it was impossible for us to replace the higher order function that was done on the floor of exchanges. We did that, and we had the advantage, again, be able to deal in ones and zeros. And more of the world will be affected by that.
Really smart advice. So just out of curiosity, everyone always says, who is your favorite CEO? And I never tell them out of 750. But can I ask you, what was one IPO that you learned something from that you said, you know what, I really learned something about life, about business, an important lesson from taking that IPO?
Well, I would say this, not directly answering your question, but the one IPO that kind of brought tears to my eyes was when immunotherapies were developing, and this company was going public, and they had people who had cancer who were given a death sentence, and then they received on experimental basis this new, you know, brand new immunotherapy technology, and they were there at the market site to tell the tale. You know, that was certainly heartwarming. It showed that we had provided the seed capital, the public markets, to allow that development to happen. Nobody was worrying about the quarterly results. They had the funding, they developed it, and they saved lives. You know, that's an impossible feeling to replicate.
And on that note, Bob, a great pleasure having you on the CEO show. Everyone listening in, you know, I suggest you buy Market Mover and just get it at Amazon. It's really great book. Great book and so many insights on growth and the future and on leadership. Great having you on the CEO show, Bob.
Thank you, Robert. You have a great day.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.